Hello, I'm Rand Burkert, and I'm the author of Star Stuff with illustrations by Chris Roshka. It's a story about a farmer and a donkey and what they do in the sky. Lorenzo is based on a real donkey I got to know in Italy. I lived in Italy for 18 years, and I lived in a region called Umbria, which is in the center of Italy. And I was visiting a farm, my dear friend's farm, near where I lived, and it's on a mountain, and they have donkeys. And Lorenzo was a very friendly donkey, would escape quite often from his pen. We'd have to go and get him back. So Lorenzo had a lot of character and made a big impression on me. The idea in this book kind of crept up on me. I think there's a famous story about like a big turnip. I think it's an Eastern European story, and all these people come to pull the turnip out, and it takes a whole bunch of people and more people. Well, this story has the constellations coming to help Lorenzo when he gets his hoof stuck. My favorite constellations, in fact, and one after another, and it takes the force of three to get him out of his trouble. And I think the idea that I would wish children to get out of this is that you could be in an unfamiliar place. You could be maybe in a fix, and you'd find that you'd have friends coming out of nowhere to help you out, that there are more friends around than we're aware of. So there's a point in the story where they're thanking the constellations. And last of all, says Taurus, you would have done the same for us. And I think when I wrote that line, I was surprised myself, but I thought that's the story of this book, that you can find help and you would help other people too. I was very delighted that Chris Roshka could illustrate this, and I got to meet him in New York where he lives. I understand that he works with a dummy first. It's called a dummy. It's a version that is very fresh, and he's just coming up with his first ideas, and I got to see that. And then he comes up with the illustrations that he is going to put in the book. So they're so colorful and rich to begin with, and then he puts in little details and thinks even more, okay, what's that bridle on Lorenzo going to look like? I just love his fresh way of working. So now I'm going to read a little of Star Stuff, and it begins like this. At evening, patterns made of stars appear to curious eyes. Constellations, as we call them, seem to us mysterious. They answer, though, to names that you can know. Taurus the bull, Cancer the crab, and the hunter, who is he? His name is also in this book. So turn the page. Two rustic guides are kind enough to take you up to far-off space. A donkey and his farmer know the way to starry darkness from Earth's sunlit day. Meet Giovanni and Lorenzo, specialists in sky repair. Here they are, walking on air, over the moon, and out past Mars, searching for holes to fill with stars. Steady, don't spill, Giovanni says. Lorenzo brays, he stumbles. Steady, friend, the baskets sway. Star stuff hisses, sparks, and sprays. Now there's an empty spot. What do you say, old friend? Lorenzo brays, he kicks. Giovanni pitches star stuff out into the dark, and there it stays. It sticks.